Mishnah says on the top of that Perek Aleph that if you have a taravis of matan arba, the matana achas, so what is it then? So blaz arba yunasu b'matan arba, b'shur arba yunasu b'matana achas. Amal lezer arba b'bal tigra, amal b'shur arba b'bal taisif. So you have a problem either way. If you give less and you're arba b'bal tigra, if you give all four, you're going to be arba b'bal taisif. So on this, that the Mishnah says that if you give more, if you give four, you're going to be arba b'bal taisif. Taisif has a kash and arba and daf kuf. That why should it be Baal Taisif? Why don't we say, why don't we say that the assay of giving the matanas of chatas should be deicha the lav of Baal Taisif? And Taisif says, the famous assay, Vishamad lo damikal klimatis is dacha de pshil huba by yachal iskan blo tchias alav, that over here, being that this whole situation happened through a pshia, it could have been avoided. So in the matzah of a pshia, we don't say the klal of a say dechalaisase. But there's another teretz in Taisus, which is brought down. We don't have in our Taisus, but the Kivega and Gilgamesh brings it down from the Ma'arik. It says a different teretz, and it says like this. He says, "Va'adya shleimer deina say dechel esesh b'mikdash kenamina perek damchatas." So it's like Taisus. The Gemara says later on, "Daf tzadi zayin and zvachim," that there's a cloud that ain't say dechel esesh b'mikdash. There's no deina say dechel esesh b'mikdash. And the mail over here, that's why the lav about Taisus is not going to be nidcha. So Shaila is, why doesn't Taisus say that? That's a Beferish Gemara. There's no Asidach HaLaisization B'Mikdash. And the answer is very passionate, like Taisus himself speaks out. He says, Mir Yeshudcha is the dummy that high time of the Laisization B'Mikdash Chomer, but Midche Yikami Yasei. Abagabi Baal Taisif, L'Shach Shum Chum, and L'Shach Nami Ba'amma. So Taisus says that it's not so passionate because Ein Asidach HaLaisization B'Mikdash is because the Chum of the Lav. The Lav of the Mikdash is more Chomer, but this is not really a Mikdash Dik Lav of the Baal Taisif. It's a Lav Klali, you have an Oldin. It happens to fall out over here in the Mikdash, but it's not a mikdash tikkalam, and therefore maybe that klal won't apply. But then he says, he seems to be misimpic about this, whether this goes into the din of laisesh b'mikdash or not. So obviously, Taisus and Erev in the din answer this held that it's not a laisesh b'mikdash, but this other Taisus brought down Rabbi Kivega is mitzadah to say that maybe it is a laisesh b'mikdash. And I was thinking that maybe the hasbro could be a piyach hakir in the din of Baal Taisif. How do we view the lava of Baal Taisif? Is Baal Taisif a is it a klausdik lav? It's a general lav. The Torah says you can't be meisav in any mitzvah in the Torah. Or does it become really a chelik of every lav and lav, every iser? Every lav has this built-in Baal Taisif saying that you have to do the mitzvah a certain way. Every mitzvah has a built-in lav Baal Taisif saying that do the mitzvah this way and don't be meisav. And when you're meisav, it's not just a klausdik lav, but it becomes mamash a chelik of that specific iser that we're talking about. So it could be that Taisus by us and Erevan held that it's a Klai Sikadin, so it's nothing to do with Laisesh B'Mikdash, but this other Taisus held that Baal Taisif becomes a Chelik of every Lav, and the Baal Taisif of the Matanus of a Karban becomes a Mikdash Tikadin. It's a din of the Mikdash, so you can't be Maisav in this Karban, and for that reason, that would be considered a Laisesh B'Mikdash, and that's why it's not going to be it's not going to be Nidcha, even though it is a Klai Sikadin, but when it has to do with the Yoni Mikdash, that becomes a Laisesh B'Mikdash, and the Klal of Ein Asei Dachal Laisesh B'Mikdash would apply to that as well.